Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist. Today we're talking about Gate 13, and I refer to this gate as the Compassionate Listener. This is the gate of the listener and the gate of the narrative in human design. In the Gene Keys, this is called Listening Through Love. In the I Ching, it's referred to as Fellowship of Man, Fire Rises Up to Heaven. And this is in the tropical sign of Aquarius and the Vedic sign of Capricorn, and it happens to sit on the cusp of the Shravana and the Dhanishta nakshatras. So the overall energy of this gate is listening with empathy, forgiveness, and being a keeper of secrets, being decisive and courageous in having discernment and compassion towards others, being attuned to others in harmony with those around you, creating a deep connection, unity, and healing. According to Richard Rudd, it's about discerning the voice of the heart from the voice of the mind. Not that the mind is wrong, but that if it comes before the heart, we'll again have discord. And we have to discern the heart first, then bring in the mind. So the shadow is discord. And this can manifest as an inner turmoil and disharmony. This reflects a lack of listening and understanding, which leads to misunderstandings, conflicts, and discord in relationships. So if you have a repressive nature or are more introverted, this shows up as being permissive. So by pretending to be empathic to others, you allow others to walk all over you, agreeing with everyone around you, and having no backbone. You don't want to take in the pain, so you settle for safety. You settle for agreement with everything, and you just are very permissive. And in your reactive nature, or if you're a more extroverted person, this shows up as narrow-mindedness, where you agree with nobody. You are filled with pessimism about everyone's truths, and this can be expressed as anger towards those who see things differently than you. So in discord, you're stuck in old stories. You hold on to past pains, you're staying in the victim mindset, and this may keep you from moving forward and healing as you remain entangled in the negative aspects of your personal narrative. It's like you're holding on to all of the negative stories. This is very linked to stories, this specific gate. And you have the inability to listen, to truly listen to yourself and to others. So instead of hearing and learning from your experiences, you remain closed off and stuck in your own patterns of thinking. So in order to transcend these shadows and embrace the gift of Gate 13, it's essential to cultivate empathy and discernment. Empathy for yourself and for others. And by attuning deeply to others' experiences and finding compassion, you can be a powerful listener and provide support for their healing and growth. Which leads us to the gift of discernment. And this allows you to truly listen and understand other people. It involves the ability to attune to subtle nuances, to empathize with different viewpoints, and to discern the underlying truth beneath the surface level conversations. So in your gift, you have very focused listening. You possess the remarkable gift of being an attentive and open listener, drawing others to share their experiences with you. And your presence encourages them to express their thoughts and emotions, often revealing secrets that they didn't plan to disclose. People with this gate, for some reason, people like to come up to you and tell you things. And a lot of times, because they sense that you're so open to their stories, they'll tell you things that you really don't want to know about them, right? That could be disturbing to you. So just keep that in mind, that you might have heard some really disturbing stories because people feel so confident in sharing them with you, with this gate. And you're very empathic and you have tons of compassion. You don't judge these people based on their stories and your gift. So in the shadow, you allow them to just spew their problems and their trauma and everything on you. And that can actually affect you negatively. Or you're like, I don't want to hear it at all, right? Just leave me alone. But in your gift, you're listening, you're open, you're non-judgmental, you're compassionate about whatever it is that they're telling you, whatever they're opening up to you about. And this allows you to hold space for others with grace and understanding. And you actually create a safe environment for people to share their stories, knowing that they will be heard without judgment. And you're great at keeping secrets of people's. You're natural, you know, people naturally trust you as a confidant and they feel comfortable sharing their innermost thoughts and feelings with you, knowing that you will hold their trust with care and respect. And you do have that power of discernment where you know when and how to share the insights that you've gathered from listening to others. You're a storyteller yourself, and you recognize the value of each experience and hold on to the valuable lessons until the right moment to contribute to the collective understanding. You have that discernment of knowing when to share and when not to share your stories. And since this is in the identity center, you know who you are. And you want to express it because it's linking to the throat. It wants to be expressed, right? Direction of things. So by offering the genuine empathy and compassionate listening that you have, you help others find direction and purpose in their lives. Your ability to truly hear and acknowledge them allows you to inspire positive change and healing in their journey. You provide them with direction because as they express themselves to you, they gain clarity within themselves because they're now speaking on something and openly, you know, using their throat to express, which helps them identify whether what they're saying is aligned for them or not. And then through this, you know, empathic view and your ability to listen deeply, there is this profound sense of connection that people feel with you. You have this attentive presence. People feel seen and understood. And that creates the meaningful and lasting bonds between you and others. And the highest state of frequency, or the Siddhi, is empathy, which transcends personal perspectives and allows you to deeply connect with others' emotions, experiences, and inner worlds. It's where now you are feeling what they are feeling. You are truly connecting with their story, and you can feel them. You truly feel what they are feeling because you are so empathic. And this is where the discernment is necessary, because if you do not discern what stories you allow to be, you're allowed to say, hey, look, you know, this story right now is a little too much, because people are so open with you and they do want to share so much intimate detail that could be disturbing through whatever experiences they had, they feel comfortable sharing that with you. But the discernment is key, so that if you start feeling overwhelmed because you are absorbing that, you're so empathic that you are absorbing and feeling them in their story, if you start to feel any negative emotion through this, you can use your discernment and say, hey, look, this is a little too much for me right now because I am so empathic. I'm taking on your story. I'm feeling myself in your story. And to not use discord, your shadow, to shut them out completely, you know, or to say, I don't want to hear what you have to say, or to even just be passive in your shadow where you're still taking it all in, but you're using your discernment to set boundaries and say, okay, this is a little too much for me to hear right now. I appreciate you confiding in me, but right now I am not willing to take on this energy. Just a tip, okay? Because I know how this gate works. My hubby has this gate, and I could just go on and on and on telling him all my stories about life. I probably told him the same stories over and over again. Because I just feel like I can talk to him and open up about my life and things, you know? So just be aware of that. So how you can use this gate in your business is by being that empathic listener, by really having the compassion and the empathy for someone that is willing to share pieces of themselves with you, parts of their life with you. And then to, because you're so open, you're listening, you're allowing them to maybe even transcend or alchemize some of that lower energy that's stuck within them by being the person that allows them to share that story so that it can be alchemized, so that it can be healed, so that you can have the compassion and empathy in order to shift that person into a new direction that's aligned for them, just by listening, just by being that open ear for someone to share their experiences with in a trusting, non-judgmental way, knowing that you will not spread their business. You will not tell others the things that they told you in confidence. Just being that person that has that compassionate ear is how you can use this in your business, especially as a healer or a coach. So it is a very, very beautiful gate, the compassionate listener. And here are some contemplative questions you can ask yourself if you have this gate active or during the 6 days while the sun is in this transit. How can I deepen my ability to truly listen to others without judgment or preconceived notions? In what ways can I cultivate a genuine sense of empathy and understanding for others' experiences and perspectives? And how can I improve my discernment to recognize the underlying truth and essence of a conversation or situation? That's another thing about discernment. You can decipher through the story what is true and what is not, through the tone of their voice, through just really listening and catching on to those clues, those red flags, right? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of discord and embody the gift of discernment and empathy. Cultivate active listening. So when engaging in conversations, give your full attention and be present with the speaker. Avoid interrupting and truly listen to understand rather than just waiting for your turn to speak. Develop empathic understanding. Put yourself in others' shoes and strive to understand their perspectives, emotions, and experiences. Empathy is a powerful tool for building connections and fostering compassion. And practice discernment wisely. Use your gift of discernment with wisdom and integrity. Balance your insights with humility, respecting others' perspectives, and remaining open to learning and growth. So just remember that you possess these unique qualities that can contribute to a greater understanding and harmony in your world experience. Embrace your ability to deeply listen, discern truth, and empathize with others. Allow your experiences to be the opportunities for personal growth and transformation. Another beautiful gate, the Compassionate Listener, gate 13. And with that being said, I'll see you guys again when the sun transits into the next Human Design gate. Thank you so much for your presence here. And we shall continue as the sun moves through the 64 Human Design gates, Gene Keys, and I Ching hexagrams. Mwah! And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of Human Design gates and Gene Keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and Gene Keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and Gene Keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.